This is BookCareers.com Live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of BookCareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 25 of BookCareers.com Live. It's been a very busy week. We've run another How to Job Search in Book Publishing course, and thank you to all of you who've emailed or commented on previous episodes of the podcast. I really appreciate your feedback. Someone was telling me this week how they used episode 21, which was about LinkedIn, to find a publishing job, in that they sat and listened to it at the same time as updating their LinkedIn profile. If you're using any of the podcasts in a similar manner, please let me know. It's really helpful. Today, I'm going to discuss Masters in Publishing. Most universities offer this as an MA, a Master's in Art. Sterling offer it as an MLit, but whichever end qualification it is, I hope you will forgive me if during this broadcast I refer to it as an MA. As part of my CDI Code of Ethics, I have to declare that I'm a member of the Association for Publishing Education, the organisation for universities offering publishing qualifications, and I have been an advisory board member for employability to the Vocational Humanities Department at Kingston University. But in spite of those connections, my advice and guidance remains impartial. I've not been promoted to pay or paid to promote MAs. I get asked this question a lot through the Book Careers Careers Clinic. Should I do a publishing MA? And as a qualified careers advisor, I answer it on a case-by-case basis after talking to the individual about their career aims and options, assessing their CV and their personal qualities. Where appropriate, I'm also guiding them to the best MA for their needs. Very often, the student has already made up their mind, and I am only affirming what they may have decided for themselves. As with all career guidance, it can be a life-changing decision. So when you're asking these questions, always talk to someone who is qualified to help you make a career decision. However, whatever the option the student has chosen, to study for an MA is a personal choice. It gives you a great knowledge and insight into the book publishing industry, and it may bring you into contact with industry connections that otherwise it could take years for you to meet. One of the other benefits is that you get to learn the whole of the publishing industry and not just necessarily the field of work that you intend or are working in. And that's very helpful if you're going into a big publisher where you might just be doing your little section of editorial, but you have a very good understanding of how all the other departments work. When you study for an MA, you're studying the skills you will use every day in a future publishing job, and depending on the MA you choose, you might cover the history of publishing too. It also brings you ahead of the pack in terms of industry developments and progression. You'll learn where digital is going, what new jobs and departments are being created, and you'll look at what's happening to things like print on demand and the e-book market. An MA is not a box-ticking exercise. The universities offering MAs continually do a lot of work to ensure that the content of their qualifications are of the highest standards and liaise constantly with industry employers to keep ahead of developments and ensure employability of their students. And most universities are not averse to changing modules halfway through the course in order to keep abreast of these new developments. To find out more about Masters in Publishing courses, I've invited Miranda Spicer, who is the programme leader in the School of Art and Design and Architecture at the University of Plymouth, which holds both BA and MA in publishing courses, to talk more about Masters in Publishing courses. Hello, Miranda. Could you tell me about a Masters in Publishing? What do the courses usually consist of?
The courses consist of lectures, workshops, seminars. There are often field trips for the students to go on, and there are guest speakers invited from industry, usually, to any master's course. The courses benefit from membership of different organisations like the Independent Publishers Guild, and these organisations will also send speakers to talk to students.
Okay, that's great. So how do you interact with the publishing industry?
We invite publishers to come and talk to our students. We're members of the Publishers Association, many of us, and also the Association for Publishing Education. We network at international trade fairs such as London Book Fair as lecturers and members of staff, and we're all very keen to involve our students in the networking that we do as publishing professionals and academics. So the students are introduced to industry professionals and introduced different companies and recruitment consultants as well, often at London Book Fair, and often because they're invited onto the campuses to meet students and run specific days on employability at their company, or to come down to talk about placements and what they can offer students.
So I'm guessing from that the courses are very up to date and relevant.
Yes, it's important for us to keep up to date and relevant. There may be a part of a module that talks about the history of publishing, but there may be part of a module that deals with traditional artisan bookbinding, but then we would also offer digital publishing and ebooks, and we would keep in touch with our industry contacts in order to make sure that that's embedded in the courses. For example, the huge increase in audiobooks is a topic that students need to know about if they come onto a master's.
Great, thank you. What benefits would a student get from studying a master's in publishing?
I think the benefit for studying a master's in publishing or other subjects is the intellectual stimulation and the challenge that you get at master's level, and publishing is no exception. I think the critical thinking skills and the development of analysis for students that they can do at master's level is very satisfying and interesting for students. A master's degree will recruit students from different undergraduate degrees. So at undergraduate level, students may have studied history, law, English, and of course publishing. So when they come on to master's level and all meet there together, there are students from many different backgrounds. That it'll be an international cohort, so they'll be from all over the world. And so it's a really interesting environment, and it reflects the diversity and the international aspect and global aspect of the publishing industry. The other benefit of starting a master's in publishing is that at the dissertation stage, this is where students would normally write a master's dissertation or do a major project, is that they can really research a subject that they are completely interested in and may be very passionate about to follow in their career, and they get that advantage and that opportunity to do that at master's level.
That's great. I mean, I know I've seen from the work that the Association for Publishing Education does that there have been some brilliant dissertations written over the years from students who've gone on to do some amazing things within the industry. Let's talk about employability. How soon after a master's is completed would you expect a student to be employed, and what sort of publishing jobs do they go into?
Well, it's an interesting question, because over the years that I've been involved with the master's degree where I work, the students are often employed before they've even finished their master's degree. There will be one or two students who are offered a job before they've handed in their dissertation or their major project. In fact, this year has been no exception to that. The type of publishing jobs vary. We have graduates that go into marketing, production, design, editorial. They may go and work in other creative industries as well as content providers. Some of our students and students across the master's degrees in the UK become independent publishers. If we bear in mind that many MA students are mature students, they may have had another career before coming onto the master's and have always wanted to have their own company. So some of them go ahead and set up in business. Others will go on to freelance work. One of the graduates from the University of Plymouth works for Reed at London Book Fair as a senior sales executive. So although you would describe that graduate as not being exactly in publishing because they're not working for a publishing house, they're actually dealing with publishers and authors every day.
I'd actually describe working for the London Book Fair as being in publishing. Because like you say, it just brings you really, really close to publishers, authors and the whole industry. You probably have got a better sense of what's going on if you're working for the London Book Fair than if you're, say, working for an individual publisher as well. It's just before we end this call, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I think that what a master's can do is it can coach a student for the workplace, usually in a smaller cohort, a smaller group of students. At undergraduate level, there will be more students on the course. And once you get to master's level, there'll be fewer students. And therefore, there's far more staff-student contact time. So you build up a good rapport with students and work closely together with them in smaller groups. And as I mentioned, these cohorts will be international, and it's a stimulating environment of students who are dedicated and interested in going into the industry, and that's what we hope to provide.
I imagine too that gets students very used to group work and collaboration, the same sort of group work and collaboration that they'd be doing in-house for a publisher.
Yes, there are certainly a selection of modules where there will be, for example, a group presentation, a group report to be written, and group research to be done. And often the students can't choose their group, which is very much like the workplace.
Right. Thank you, Miranda. That's been really helpful.
Thank you.
Now you've heard some information about what an MA can offer you. Let's just have a look in more detail some of the other points which are important in your decision making. On the flip side, a master's in publishing doesn't guarantee you a job. You still have to do a lot of work for yourself. And if you're an international student thinking it will access you a work visa for the UK, it won't. There are probably more master's students at entry level than there are entry level jobs. Then there's the cost. Will you earn back the cost of the MA in salary terms? The statistics from the bookcareers.com salary survey show no difference in salary or career progression when we compare those who've studied for a master's and those who have not. Yes, some people who've completed a master's in publishing have gone on to do great things within the industry, but then so have people without a master's. We also need to cast our eye over to diversity and inclusion. With one or two publishers offering schemes for those without a degree and the arrival of publishing apprenticeships, who knows how the job market might change for those who have an advanced level of qualification. So, if you are considering doing a master's in publishing, here are a few questions and points to raise with yourself. Can you afford to do a master's? Cost is a huge factor. You don't need a master's to get a job, so don't bankrupt yourself to get one. But if you can afford one, then consider a master's as an option into the industry. Do you want to continue your formal education? Are you still enjoying studying and learning in a formal environment, or are you a student who wants to move into the world of work? If you're career changing or are a mature student, do you already have the skills and knowledge to move into a publishing job? Do you have any skills or experience to offer a publisher without you having a master's? If you're straight out of university with no extracurricular activities, no work or office experience, or little confidence to compete in a competitive job market, then an MA may be perfect for you. A love of books, sadly, is not enough alone to secure you a job. If you already have some skills, maybe you've been working in an office while studying, or curating social media for the student union, or editing the student newspaper, have these given you enough skills to make you employable on your own, or do you feel that you need to supplement these by studying for a master's? Have you looked and compared the prospectus of your chosen MA? Some courses are better for international publishing, and some are better for children's books or academic books over trade publishing. Look very carefully at the prospectus to see that it offers you what you want to do for your chosen future career. Talk through your options with a qualified careers advisor. Like me, they can't make the decision for you, but they can aim to guide you accordingly, and they will do so. And remember, overall, it is a personal choice whether you study for a master's or not. Only you can make this decision. If you're considering doing a master's in publishing and you'd like to discuss it with a qualified careers advisor, then please book in to the bookcareers.com careers clinic, which runs all year round, and it's a free 15-minute consultation where we can discuss your career options in complete confidence. You'll find a link on the bookcareers.com homepage. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers, or on Twitter at BookCareers, or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.